Coming from XTLS in Elgato Negro, this is the Last State Radio Pod. Good day, statesmen. This is Ketcher Dugan, your host of @TLS Community on Twitter. And our public site, thisisthelaststate.weebly.com. And now, this, the first episode of The Last State Radio Pod. I've been wanting to do this for quite a while now, and after nearly drowning in new ideas and half-started projects, XTLS, our little station here, sitting above Dark Detective Agency in the fine, fine city of Elgato Negro, finally has achieved audio transmission. Which ultimately means another avenue of communication with you guys. Today's episode is sponsored by the Frenzy Brothers Shops, Saul, Paul, and Raul. I think I'm saying that right. Raul. Anyway, the Frenzy Brothers are there to offer you a good deal or show you a good time. That still sounds bad. I'm going to have to work on this one. Over the last couple decades, the Last State has seen some amazing progress since the chaotic events that had more or less stopped the world back in the mid-90s. We've given some background on the site, and we'll continue to provide information and history as we get things more in order. But the thing to keep in mind, and I still find this amazing, guys, where we were paused, so to speak, around 1995, you guys kept on going in your current state. So, that means, A, over on our side, the wars, for the next 10 years, wrecked everything even more amongst the survivors. B, the rebuilding process, the next 10 years, put everything back together pretty good-ish. Yeah. C, the monks and our own nurse May worked out the logistics of rewiring the city. And D, May then got the server back online, and then she found you guys. That's when we were able to find your Twitterverse and a place to have a sort of bulletin board to share our state with yours. And I tell you, it's almost comforting to see how things are going over your way. But, you know, misery loves company? They say that. I don't know. But this is a medium to enlighten, not depress or anger anyone. It's not what we're here for. It's not why we're doing this. It's never a good idea to discuss sports, politics, or religion in mixed company, and boy, are you guys that. The variety, the vast rainbow prism of a singular beam of light. Humanity as a species, human individuals, one as unique and alike as the next. It's all just so remarkable, guys. It's such a shame everyone's too busy fighting and suffering to see it. But hey, that's probably just my mother's side talking. Malfire notorious human lovers and ladies like Mama, well, they have an extra bit of compassion and optimism. That's how she met my dad in the first place. It's true, though, even here. Why, if it wasn't for the good humans around town here, we might not even be here right now. And yes, I'm counting the vampires and wolves and various elemental types and even the couple demigods we know. And it's not just the humans by a long shot. The Grendel and my own Malfi kin, and as well as the other entities in town. The Frenzy Brothers, for instance, are a sort of goblin, or possibly hobgoblin. I'd try not to pry. But there are good folks all around, is what I'm saying. Of course, we also have our share of threats and ne'er-do-wells and general lowlives and outright assholes. But, gosh, really, it wouldn't be the same without them, would it? Speaking of, our relations with Normal to the south of here have been strained but steady for the past about a decade now. Although the Trinity Angels, their security detail, have been seen buzzing closer and closer to town, which they haven't done since the situation with Sunset Holdings a few years back. But overall, they aren't really doing anything too sketchy at the moment. We will, of course, keep you posted to their activity as we find out more information. Centered around Galilee Industries, the little dictatorship of Normal has been walled off from the rest of the state since the wars. They began rebuilding while we were still fighting, so they got a leg up on their security detail and... Now they literally fly around and keep watch and enforce the local protocol of Normal, which is normal. They don't like things that are not that. It's kind of on the nose. But I'm not going to argue with Nathan. Or Minus. Or any of the angels, honestly. As long as they mind theirs, I'll mind mine, and hopefully everybody will make it out alive. But angels aside, we also have confirmed suspicions of growing activity and even network hacking, I've seen that myself, from the frontier in the far north. The name Azrael has been heard, but is currently considered an alias, because that can't be a real name. At the moment, the only reported action has been roughly located far beyond Horizon, where a sort of headquarters of the Frontiersmen is rumored to sit, so that could lead to something interesting there. Again, more information will be relayed as we receive it. In other news, as we are not letting any bullies keep life from going on and from reporting the news, our friend Taggart, Malphus Taggart, the Dragon Master up north as well, because he's living life dangerously up there. He'll be doing his Season 3 workshops at Tucker Sylvester University, located just north of the Foundation, with this year's assistant, Benny Guillory. Benny won an essay contest, and I wasn't aware Tag could read, but that's good to know. Maybe he got Danny Boy to help him. He might listen to this. I'm sorry, Tag. I didn't mean anything by it. I honestly don't know if you can read. We don't talk much. That's part of the problem. Let me back out of that. The four-weekend event will focus on each of the primary elements as regards dragon training and companionship. All returning attendees from last year's event can present their completion certificate to receive their welcome back bonus package. We'll attempt to get a bit more coverage in later installments. We're also sponsored today by Miss Sally's Apple Leaf Pie, available at her cart downtown, and on special occasions such as Demon High Holidays, the Square in Meridian, a favorite of the governor. Check her out. Weather's been fairly clear lately. The rift is a nice sour apple taffy color, with hints of unseen violet at the edges. Gorgeous, but remember, save your eyes, no more than 5. 5 seconds of beauty, guys, but watch those retinas. Burn them right out of your skull. Downtown has been crowded lately with more and more small shops and businesses staking claims and offering great deals. This week will be full of open house events and discounts on everything from dragonry accessories and elemental totems to fine clothing and footwear and numerous places to grab a bite or a drink. Go check it out. Most shops will be open till midnight this week only. Additionally, folks, I'm still quite excited about our state programs in the works. Excited, yet also quite frustrated, as I still haven't sorted out a functional citizens registry, which is key to our homestead initiative and adventure program. You see, once you guys are official statesmen, homesteads, currently only available on the fringes of the frontier, can be granted, thus offering personal bases of operation, as well as a place to hang your hat. Make it your own. Customize your plot to suit your needs and desires. Meet your neighbors, if you can brave the wild limbo between homesteads. From there, we can begin our adventure program. Again, this will initially only be available on the frontier as a sort of at-your-own-risk deal. Once we establish enough surviving adventurers, we will see about moving things a little closer to town, and hopefully this will be just the beginning. Understand, at the moment, this is all still on the drawing board, but we're working out the kinks. This is all from scratch, like I grow my own wheat from scratch. And if we keep at it, soon we can show everyone what we've been talking about all this time. But yes, before we can get you guys into all the action in a nice two-bedroom, we need to know our statesmen. Everybody's somebody in the last state, and the Citizens Registry will be where we find out just who that is. Who are you? Who would you be? What would you do? Where would you go? It's a game of twins, and when you find yourself, you win. And once you're there, there are countless ways to set off into the state. In El Gato Negro alone, you could study at the university. You could drop by Tag's shop up north. You might enlist with the campus security, or even spar with the Loa on the beach. Downtown, as mentioned, is a bustling place, and if you fancy a riskier shopping experience, there's always Carnival Plaza on the river. I do intend to continue taking you guys on the tour with our Word Around Town report feed, and since I brought it up now, the next installment will be none other than Carnival Plaza, the 2-level river walk That's more like an old well. Peaceful but stagnant on top, funky and dark down below. Be wary of the vendors, the merchandise, and especially the food. I kid, of course. I mean, yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. But I've got some friends over there, and if you find the right cart, the food's actually not bad. Mama Finn, if you're listening, I've got those hearts you wanted. But there you have it, guys. Our city, our state, our minds and souls are open for visitors and hopefully new statesmen. And I must say, I really cannot wait for you guys to get here. We'll have more of a breakdown on our registry and other programs in later installments, promise. Rest assured, we are making progress, I bet, probably. Well, guys, that's about all there is to report for now. I will add right quick that the bees are now so reestablished around town, it's as if they'd never gone. The flowers have come back, and you wouldn't believe the honey. There's an inexplicable nostalgia in the taste of honey, the scent of a blossom. It's the little things, you guys. That's how you get through the big bad, with the little good. Hard to find sometimes, but it's always there. This is your pal Catcher, signing off. Good day, statesman. Be safe. This has been the Last State Radio Pod with your host, Catcher Dugan, a TLS Entire production. Written, edited, and produced by Michael Blake, with assistance from Jared Blake, Julie Epperson, and the rest of the TLS Entire crew. Music on this episode was produced by me using the Groove Mixer app that I found on Google Play. Groove Mixer, it mixes grooves. Check it out. Tune in next time, and we will have expanded information about our programs, hopefully, and updates on the various news stories. And I believe that's when Tag will start his workshops. See you next time. Good day, statesman.